RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Morning Ireland, 25 to 8, and Pádraic Lodge has the sports news.
Good morning, Anya. The first day of the new month is also the first day of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open Golf. The event is taking place at Mount Juliet in County Kilkenny, and standing by live at the course is Greg Allen. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Pádraic. Foggy morning here, but it's lifted quickly. It was a bit of a concern, but play is now just underway. First man off just a few minutes ago was the Dane Søren Kjelsen, and shortly underway at 8 o'clock will be quite a few of the 2,500 spectators allowed here today. And in that match at 8 o'clock will be Shane Lowry alongside a two-time major champion and former world number one Martin Keimer, and also recent European Tour winner Jonathan Caldwell. Lowry has just arrived home over the last week after 6 months in the USA. He's in an incredibly busy part of his season with this week's Irish Open, then his defence of the Claret Jug in a couple of weeks, and then of course the Olympics, all in the next 5 weeks.
I feel like every month or every stretch of tournaments I go into is huge. You know, I've obviously gone defending the Open here at the Irish Open, which for me is as big as anything, and then obviously going to the Olympics to represent Ireland would be pretty cool. So getting my gear last week and stuff like that, and you actually start to look at how many Olympic golds we've actually won in this country. You know, it'd be nice to be able to hang an Olympic gold medal on the Claret Jug. It'd be pretty cool to be able to do that on your mantelpiece. So I think, you know, I'm very driven to do that. Obviously I've got big weeks coming before that, but when I get to Tokyo, I'm there. Like, I'm not there to just kind of show up and make up the numbers. I'm there to try and win a medal. That's my main goal.
Pádraic Harrington will be out just about 10 minutes after Lowry at 10 past 8 this morning. Paul Dunne and Cormac Sharvin off at 20 past 9, while the 2016 champion Rory McIlroy and the favourite here is off at 1 o'clock.
Thank you, Greg. We'll let Greg get some outdoor breakfast now, and we'll hear from him again just after half past 8. After bonus point wins over Scotland and Wales, the Ireland under 20 rugby team will be hoping to clinch the Triple Crown tonight when they take on England at Cardiff Arms Park. The game kicks off at 8 o'clock and it'll be shown live on the RTE News channel. Everton have appointed former Liverpool boss Rafa Benitez as their new manager. Benitez has signed a 3-year deal to succeed Carlo Ancelotti. Former Ireland goalkeeping coach Alan Kelly is part of the new management team, along with Duncan Ferguson. And Tottenham's long search for a new manager is finally over. They appointed Nuno Espirito Santo to the role on a 2-year contract, while Sligo Rovers have completed the signing of former Republic of Ireland underage captain Seamus Keogh from Southampton. Andy Murray came from 2-1 down to defeat German qualifier Oscar Otte and reached the third round at Wimbledon. After a break for the roof to be closed, Murray found a new gear, cheered on by the noisy centre court crowd, and the Scot took the deciding set by 6-2, completing his victory just before 10:30 last night. Kildare forward Daniel Flynn returned to county training on Tuesday ahead of Sunday's Leinster Football Championship quarter-final against Offaly. The Johnstown Bridge man has been sidelined by 2 hamstring injuries in recent times. Meath have been crowned Leinster Minor Football Champions for 2020. In last night's delayed final played in Mullingar, the Young Royals edged out Offaly 1-7 to 1-6. 2 late points from Rory Kinsella and Owen Frayne secured the win. In the first round of the Leinster Minor Hurling Championship, Kildare beat Carlow by 17 points and Antrim recorded a 6-point win over Down. 2 members of a television crew who were injured in a fall before racing at Hamilton Racecourse in Scotland on Tuesday are expected to make a full recovery. The 2 camera crew operators fell from a cherry picker basket and landed on the roof of a television OB truck. They continue to receive treatment in hospital. And finally, in cycling, defending champion Tadej Pogacar of Slovenia claimed a dominant time trial victory on stage 5 of the Tour de France. Matthew DePaul retained the yellow jersey. Dan Martin drops 1 place overall to 70th, 12 minutes down on the yellow jersey.